after they play, you have your say. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Gordon DL and Roger Hanna are here to take your calls. What did you make of today's action, Celtic fans? Was that good enough this afternoon, or are you not bothered because this week's all about Europa League and Zenit St. Petersburg? And let's not forget, you actually managed to stretch your lead at the top because of Aberdeen's failure to pick up a victory yesterday. We had 8 goals at the Super Seal Stadium. Hamilton Accies fans, where did it go wrong for you? And Rangers fans, now that you're back up into second, can you hold on to it? And what about the man who's been dividing opinion? Josh Windass, you've all had an opinion on him. Another hat-trick today. He's banging form. He's signed a new deal. Let us know what you thought of him. Shall we hear from... Let's speak to Alec first and foremost. He's a Celtic fan just out the game. This is what I like. I like that immediate reaction. Folk have just come out the game, want to tell us what they thought. Alec.
Hi, panel. How are we doing?
Hello.
The game was diabolical. Diabolical. Obviously, Gordon, you say there, you know, Celtic actually... stretch the leader, sir. The only winners this weekend was Rangers. We played the day, first half, St Johnson totally dictated the tempo of the game. Celtic had about the first 2 or 3 minutes, we thought we were onto something. St Johnson dictated the flow of the game. At the second half, we came out with a couple of chances. St Johnson's a game plan, fair play to them. The referee had a shocker, fair enough. But the ability and the players that we've got in that Celtic team should still be enough. I mean, worst case scenario, scrape a 1-0 victory. After Thursday night, I thought I was going to lang out the day to see another 2, 3 or 4. There was parts of the game where I was actually nodding off. It was diabolical.
Is that last part there the real frustration, Roger? Because most of the calls and tweets and opinions we had after Thursday was great. Not only are we in a good position to progress in the Europa League, but this might kickstart our season. We're back, you know. Dembele looked good, and some of the other players were hitting top form. The defence looked watertight, and all the rest of it. So, is it the expectation level today that's led to frustration, what we're hearing from Alec?
Perhaps Alec used the word diabolical for the performance there this afternoon. That's what can happen when you make 7 changes. Since the winter break, Celtic have had quite a congested fixture schedule. It's not going to ease up any in the next few days. There's Zenit in Russia, Aberdeen at Pittodrie. There's a Scottish Cup quarter final looming on the horizon as well. Alec and the Celtic fans will hope there's last 16 action in the Europa League too. So I think it's inevitable that from time to time Brendan Rodgers will rotate the squad. He probably thought a Sunday at home to St Johnson was the ideal day to do it, and it didn't quite work.
Yeah, I mean, you said that's what can happen when you make 7 changes, Roger, but the Celtic fans not entitled to believe that they've got a squad big enough and good enough to make 7 changes and win games like home ones against St Johnson.
But it's Brendan Rodgers, not the same, Gordon, because you've got players there. He's made 7 changes from his team on Thursday night. Surely these players must be thinking, right, I know the competition that I've got. We're playing St Johnson at home, no disrespect to St Johnson. I want to go out there and I want to make sure the manager looks at me as a number one pick.
Yeah.
And Alex come on the phone. I'm not surprised Alex come on the phone. I think there'll be a few Celtic supporters going away from the ground today. It's very, very hard. 7 changes, the Thursday night, everything about it, the performance, the atmosphere, everything. You've got a Sunday against St Johnstone at home. The crowd wouldn't be the same as well. The atmosphere will not be the same. They've been poor today. But I think that the 7 changes, the Celtic players have probably let themselves down. Because when you're in a competition against these guys, you've got to make sure that the manager thinks, what a good game he's had. Yeah. He's in my mind for the next game.
I was going to say, I watched the Chelsea game in the FA Cup on Friday night, and after their win against Hull, Antonio Conte said the performances of Willian and Olivier Giroud gave him a problem because they played so well. They've now come into his thoughts to take on Barcelona in midweek. It doesn't sound, Alec, as if many of the Celtic fringe players have given Brendan Rodgers that same dilemma for Thursday. You know, the likes of Missonda, the likes of Sinclair, who were sat on the bench on Thursday night, this was their chance to convince Brendan Rodgers they're worthy of a starting place this Thursday night. It doesn't sound as if they've done that,
Alec.
Aye, obviously Gordon and Roger and I don't understand. I can't even get my head around how that game was flat. I don't know. It wasn't necessarily. There was about 40-odd thousand, whatever. But after Thursday, and then we'll get next Thursday, I can't understand how we were so flat. I mean, it was pedestrian. There was no urgency. There was no penetration. There was nothing. It was just the defence, the midfield, forward, everything was just, it was just wrong.
And Alec, can I ask you a question then? Who are you blaming for that? Are you blaming the manager for that?
Listen, the Scottish Premiership was bread and butter. We are saying about 10 in a row, right? That's my bread and butter. So I'd rather win the games as they come and take care of Thursday when that comes. So that means playing Forrest for the start, playing Tierney, Dembele. That's what we need to do, because Thursday's just another game. Aye, it's great to get into the last 16, sorry. But if we want to win a treble, we need to be playing our strongest team. We keep saying we've got the strongest squad, we've got the biggest squad, whatever. It didn't show that today.
Was there anything you liked about the performance, Alec?
Nothing at all. No positives out of that performance.
Okay.
No, and I'm not blaming the referee. I'm not blaming St Johnson. I'm blaming Celtic. I'm blaming the team, obviously, and the Celtic backroom team as well.
Quite the criticism there from Alec on what he witnessed at Celtic Park this afternoon. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Tell us. 01419511025. Scots on Twitter says it's clear the fringe players aren't up to the job. Wish Brendan Rodgers had started a full strength team, got ahead, and then could have changed it. Dropped far too many points for my liking, giving challengers hope of making it into a title race. Alan's in Barrhead. We'll speak to him right after we hear from Graham Murty, because remember, in the early kickoff today, the game burst into life straight away. Hamilton Accies took the lead in 5 minutes. Rangers hit back, they took the lead. Hamilton Accies equalised, and before we knew it, we had an 8-goal thriller which ended Hamilton 3, Rangers 5, and a hat-trick for Josh Windass. What did Graham Murty make of it? Let's hear it.
I think I would have enjoyed it if I was a neutral. Really good goals, really good attacking threat, some fantastic creativity on display, and I said to the players at halftime, there's more goals in this for you. There's also more goals in this for them unless we tighten up and sharpen up, because I thought we were too lax and too slack. But I'm trying really hard to take the positives from the game. 5 more goals, 3 points, and second in the table. So I'll take that and be more calm in my reflection after.
Josh Windass, hat-trick again. It's been 5 goals.
It's scoring. Are you going to give him the one? Oh, yeah. Off the keeper, you giving him it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm harsher than you lot. I wouldn't give him it. He's just signed a new contract. You see when he opens up and he goes galloping in the final third, he's very difficult to deal with. He picks good time to run, he picks good attacking lines, and the boy can finish. Hits the ball well, both feet, and we just need to tidy up other parts of his game, but I'm really glad we tied him down to a longer term contract, because he showed today some of the attributes we're going to require if we want to move forward as a football club.
What impressed you about your performance today?
The goals, the way we cut them open when we actually managed to get a modicum of control. A little bit of patience in the second half as well, which we didn't have in the first half. But I've said to you guys all the way through, once we actually click, because let's not forget this is still a team that's going to take time to gel and bed together, when we actually click, we can be an attacking threat to anyone. And I thought that the character the players showed, particularly after going behind to a rubbish goal, quite frankly, so early on, that's to their credit.
What's the situation with Alfredo in the move to China? Is there another bid? Do you expect another bid?
I can't expect it. I cannot expect it. If it comes, we'll deal with it. I think you saw today that he adds to the game. He's a threat. He holds the ball up well. He links well. And I thought he showed great energy and enthusiasm throughout his performance today. So if it comes, it comes. I'm fairly relaxed about it, and we'll just deal with it as and when it happens.
That was the thoughts of Graham Murty. We'll hear from Martin Canning. Brendan Rodgers hasn't yet done his post-match media conference, but as soon as he does, you'll be the first to hear it, and you can give us your thoughts. 01419511025. That's certainly the number that Alan in Barrhead has dialed. Hi, Alan.
Hi there. First time caller to the show.
Okay, Alan, what made you call today then?
Just about the performance today of the Rangers squad. I think today we were quite good going forward, and I think it's right that we've got Windass, the contract extension, that deserves it. He's been playing really well, but they should maybe do is use him more as a more forward type player, with Morelos playing off him, because I feel like doing that, I mean, they do play like that way. I feel it's more clinical, and more, I feel like they're a threat more, I would say.
Gordon, that man who's been in the headlines recently for a number of reasons, signed his new contract, I think it was Friday, wasn't it? Gets a hat trick today, Josh Wint. Listening to Graham Murty there, remember the Fraser, but hat trick, he wasn't too willing to give him praise for that because he wasn't pleased with the overall performance. And now he's trying to take a goal off him, saying that it was maybe an own goal for Martin Woods.
Yeah, I think he's having a Gary bit Woods of I think he's having a bit of fun, Gordon. He's just keeping the Windass on his toes. The support's divided by Windass. We've had calls on here, I've had arguments before with supporters that don't see what Windass brings. I would play Windass in my team every single week. I think he's a very, very good player. He's scoring goals. He's a threat. And Roger touched on it tonight when he was talking about his early start of his career at Ibrox when he played in that wide left. I don't think he was effective. But since Graham Murty's come in and used that diamond shape and he plays off of there, his runs into the box is terrific. I think that Rangers will be delighted. Another 5 goals this afternoon, scoring goals. My big concern would be, you know, you lose 3 and I don't think the defences were too good. Obviously 8 goals, so that sums it up. But if I was Graham Murty, I'd be looking at my defence and thinking, do you know what, guys? We can't go away from home and keep scoring 5 goals and losing 3 goals, because you ain't going to do that every single time you go away from home, especially if you go to the Celtic Parks, you go to the Pittodrie's, you go to the Easter Roads, you go to Tynecastle. You ain't going to do that. If you lose 3 goals there, you're going to get beat.
It can be a big weekend for Rangers next weekend, because something has to give between Aberdeen and Celtic at Pittodrie on the Sunday afternoon. Rangers are at home to Hearts next Saturday. The Rangers have struggled from time to time at Ibrox this season. They couldn't break Hearts down in a 0-0 draw earlier in the season. They lost there to Hibs last time out, 2-1. Rangers need to win the game next Saturday just to lay down a marker for the rest of the season, that the fantastic away form that they've seen, 6 at Ayr last week, 5 at Hamilton today, they need to take some of that back to Ibrox.
Alan, you were fulsome in your praise of the attacking side of things for Rangers. What did you make of the other end?
The defence today, I felt we were quite shaky. Obviously, with Martins coming in, I feel like he's had some days hit and miss. Today, obviously, with having foreign them, the goals, obviously, like the penalty he gave away, and plus maybe the goal thing with foreign them, I felt it was quite blasé. We were doing it to them. It was like schoolboy errors, I would say.
We've had a couple of games to look at them now, Alan. Would you say Russell Martin is an upgrade on Bruno Alves, yes or no?
I say it's a 50-50. Obviously, his age comes into it. Obviously, being an older kind of, but
yep.
I think we're losing Danny Wilson, somebody who can probably teach Bates at the back, who was arguably from Danny Wilson. Now he's learning from Martin, and it's kind of taking him all a wee. Sometimes I feel it takes him out of his game a wee bit sometimes, because he's learning from a new back man. And
let me ask the guys the same question, Gordon. Russell Martin or Bruno Alves? Now that Bruno Alves is fit,
I think Alan comes up with a good point, because
and maybe I'm being a bit unfair after a game in which Russell Martin had a couple of mistakes. I don't mean it to be a loaded question. I'm just wondering how you feel now that he's had a few
first
games.
First and foremost, Gordon, I don't think it was a penalty kick. I thought he was a bit unfortunate for the first goal, because he clears it, and it's not the greatest clearance, but you're expecting your midfield, and they've still got a lot to do, Hamilton, but all credit to them, they put the ball in the back of the net. I look at Russell Martin, Alves, for instance. I thought Danny Wilson was playing very, very well before he left Rangers. If I was picking just now, I would go with the two centre-backs I've got. I think it's their best option. They lost 3 goals this afternoon. I think that is a concern for Rangers and Graham Murty and the staff. I think they'll look at that. I think they were cheap goals and poor goals to lose. But I think the two centre-backs, Tavernier obviously comes in at right-back. He's the best right-back they've got. Declan John, big question mark is when Lee Wallace, who was probably still is a captain at Rangers, when he comes back and fit, will Declan John still keep his place? For me, yes, he should. I think he's proved that he's a decent full-back. He goes forward. He's got good delivery, everything about him. He's a good defender. But just now, my two centre-backs would be Bates and Martin.
Martin still ahead of Alves for you, Roger?
Alves was a disappointment in the first half of the season, so I think Russell Martin is certainly taking his time to settle into the Rangers' defence. It was a poor clearance that led to David Templeton's goal. I disagree with Hans. I think it probably was a penalty kick this afternoon. The ball strikes his arm, and the arm's raised up at the time, so you can see why Bobby Madden gave it very late in the game. But to be quite honest with you, Gordon, none of Rangers' central defenders have really won me over this season.
You want to have the final say on that, Alan?
Obviously, I think it's all right. Like the away form for Rangers, obviously, we seem to do well away. But I think, obviously, we need to be more clinical at home, because if we start getting more clinical at home going forward in our own stadium and finishing more better, I feel like we would make Ibrox more of a fortress again, but it should be, because it's a stadium that fans turn up and expect us to win. But recently, some days like the home form could be a bit off and on. Next week, arguably, Hearts, it's going to be a hard game for us. But hopefully, I expect us maybe just to scrape that, maybe a 1-0, hopefully. We've obviously beat them away earlier in the season.
Yeah, Roger, that's now 30. I was just going to say on that point, Alan, because you make a good one, Roger, that's 32 points on the road for Rangers compared to 20 at Ibrox so far. So yeah, there's a bit of a difference there.
Well, there is, and they've been poor at Ibrox. They've lost games, they've drawn games that they could perhaps have won. That's where the problems have been. Away from home, with the pace of Windass, the pace of Candeias, Murphy's added it, you know, Morelos has scored a lot of goals away from home. They look good. Ibrox unusually has been the problem for them this season.
Some happy Rangers fans on Twitter. JJ Bird says that Celtic are now in a title race, still to play us twice, only 9 points in it. We are more than capable of scaring them, and they'll definitely drop more points. Roll on the 11th of March at Ibrox. We will hear from Brendan Rodgers as soon as we possibly can. Let's see what Sean made of today's performance. Hi, Sean.
Hi there, Gordon. Hi there, Gordon. Hi there.
Roger.
Who else is on?
Roger.
Roger Hanna, I've spoke to you about 3 billion times this year. Well, last year. Right, you say there's a chance. There's 9 points in it, right? See if Rangers up the game at Ibrox and win games at Ibrox. 9 points in any league is absolutely kind of nothing. So Rangers could actually win the league, and we could actually see Helicopter Sunday returning and going over to Ibrox. So what do you think the panel think? Not
quite a few ifs in there. I think that's important to point out, Roger.
Yes, but you can understand after a day like today why Sean has fresh hope. Rangers have gone away from home and scored 5 goals. Celtic at home have scored no goals. Celtic and Aberdeen will play next Sunday afternoon. Something will give there. And Sean's right, we said it earlier on, if Rangers can sort out the home form, starting with Hearts at Ibrox on Saturday, they will feel that they can put pressure on Celtic and Brendan Rodgers.
Listen, we make too much of this, like, do we have a title race or do we not? I mean, there are loads of leagues across Europe who have far bigger gaps than ours at the top, but I'm thinking about the sort of bigger picture, Gordon. For instance, even Hibs at the moment, after their great win yesterday, are only 5 points behind Aberdeen, who are then joint with Rangers as well. So rather than just worrying about the sort of top two, there's a nice wee bunch there in the top four looking good at the moment.
And I can see that Sean's getting excited there, the fact that there's only 9 points in it and obviously a few games to come up against their rivals. But you look at Celtic this afternoon, Gordon, 7 changes and they still increase their league. At the top of the table. So, and they're playing European football as well. I just think that I can't see by Celtic, and I know that Rangers fans are delighted that, you know, they're challenging and they're scoring goals, and you know they seem to have a bit of confidence under Graham Murphy now and the players that have come in. But you look at the Celtic squad, they've just got too much. Yes, they had an off day today, of course they did. 1-0 as a point, but it stretched their lead again. So, you know, I can't see by Celtic winning the league. And I, for the sake of Scottish football, I hope it really is close. But I think Celtic have got too much in their locker.
We're going to hear from Brendan Rodgers as soon as we can. That should hopefully be coming up next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly. Line.
Roger Hannah and Gordon DL here taking your calls on Sunday's Clyde One Super Scoreboard, 01419511025. Still waiting on post-match reaction coming in from Brendan Rodgers and Tommy Wright on Twitter. Gillian Johnson says, terrible performance by Celtic today. Only player who got pass marks was Ayer. Why does Brendan Rodgers keep changing a winning team? They're professionals and should be able to play two or three games in a week. And Paddy says, league already won before this game. Nothing wrong with putting the fringe players on to focus and try and get something in Russia. If we lose over there, the fringe players won't be getting any more runouts anyway. So nothing wrong with doing it today. I see the logic there. Get in touch on the phones if you agree or disagree. Let's speak to Mark, who's a Celtic fan in Hamilton. Hi, Mark.
Afternoon, lads.
What did you make of that, Mark?
I'd like to thank Brendan Rodgers for wasting my Sunday afternoon listening to that. After Thursday night's game, I mean, you're in a high like that, and then you come and you make so many changes into your team, it's not going to happen, Gordon. Really, really poor. I listen to the commentary in another station, but that is flat as a pancake, that. I'm going to name a man here who I don't think he should be taking out the team at the moment, is Sinclair on the left wing. They just need to double up on that lad now, and he's just going nowhere. He'd be as well coming in and sitting next to me in the stand. I heard Hugh Keevan speaking about the lad Kvyaty playing in the middle of the park would probably take care of
Scott Brown.
That's never going to happen.
And to be fair, Mark, I brought it up to Hugh. It was Brendan Rodgers that said a couple of weeks ago that he was stylistically and the rest of it, he was the natural heir to Scott Brown. If you like, you're not having it, no?
No, I don't see that at all. Definitely don't. And it's quite poor that the station's talking about taking Scott Brown out of the team. That's where it is. You're only talking about one player here. It's really poor.
I don't think we're talking about taking Scott Brown out of the team just now. He's going to eventually have to retire in years to come, and there's still a lot of life in Scott Brown. He's still fit. He's still a big part of Celtic.
No, I'm not saying that, Gordon. Sorry, what I'm saying is Scott Brown's out today because he's suspended.
Yeah.
It's only it's one game. So we're looking for that lad to step up to the plate. But yeah, my opinion only, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I asked at half-time, Gordon, you know, in the event that it sort of stayed that way, does he remain the one player that Celtic can't change? And I know it wasn't a change today. Well, it was enforced because he was suspended. But is he still the one above everyone else that they can't play without?
He's a leader, Gordon. He's a captain. You watch him coming onto the pitch even for his warm-ups. He's first out there. He's sprinting on. He's geared up for it. He gets players round about him to play. If they're below par, he'll get into a tackle. He'll get everything moving again. He's certainly a massive, massive player for Celtic. There's no doubt about that. I'm not surprised, and I know that there's a lot of disappointed Celtic supporters, you know, that's went to the game or listened to the game and whatever it may be. But I'm not surprised. After Thursday night and then seven changes and Brendan Rodgers, I can totally understand why Brendan Rodgers has made so many changes. But he's got such a good squad, it's up to the other players to stand up and say, yeah, I've waited for my chance, I'm going to go out there and show you what I can do. So Brendan Rodgers will be, you know, learning all the time about his players. As I said, I can, you know, from the high of Thursday to come down to the Sunday today, and Celtic supporters getting along there thinking, well, we're playing St Johnstone, they're ninth, they're struggling, this has got to be 2-3-0, 4-0, whatever it may be. But give credit to Tommy Wright and St Johnstone. They came with a game plan, they've got a point. But I wouldn't be too concerned if I was a Celtic supporter worrying about, you know, the fringe players. I still think they've got a very strong squad.
You want to come back in on that one, Mark?
No, you're right enough there, Gordon, but I'm sorry, but you had to bring on Dembele, Tierney and Forrest to chase the game. My opinion is these three guys should be playing for the start. I don't care what happens. You've got the young lad Edward up front. He'll never be a 7 million player either. They wouldn't spend money on him like that.
Yeah, but Mark, you've got to look at the managers nowadays in the modern day in football. What you're saying is the olden days when I played, that you don't change a winning side, and guys like myself that used to play, I wanted to play in the next game, I wanted to play every single game, and so does a lot of footballers. But the modern day game has totally changed now. Brendan Rodgers will look at the league situation and think, okay, we've got a point today. It should have been maybe 3, we want it 3, but we've got a point today, so we're still comfortable in the league. He'll have one eye on next Thursday. So I can understand why he makes so many changes. They've played so many games, and I know that before everybody starts it, footballers are so well looked after and they earn so much money that they should be playing two and three games a week. And I totally agree with that, but it's completely different now. It's completely different. It's a modern day footballer now. And I can understand why Brendan Rodgers has made seven changes and it's not worked to me.
And if Celtic have another 0-0 away to Zenit on Thursday, all of these changes and all of this afternoon's frustrations will be forgotten and the changes will be deemed worthwhile.
Roger, if it doesn't happen next Thursday night,
listen,
where do
that,
we go then?
You're right, Mar, that is the flip side of the coin, isn't it? Because the only reason he's made the changes is to protect the, you know, the likes of Simunovic and Cham, Dembele, Forrest, Tierney, just to make sure nothing befalls them before this crucial game in Russia.
And by the way, and when you look at it as well, it's not like they lost this afternoon.
No.
Yes, it feels like a loss for Celtic supporters because they're that used to going along to Celtic Park and watching their team winning. They've not lost. They've gained a point. And, you know, I'm not surprised with it. I think Brendan Rodgers will be, you know, not overly happy, but he'll be quite content that the fact that they've got another point, they've not lost, they've got a clean sheet, they've made seven changes, and they roll on to Thursday now.
Craig Patty 85's on Twitter says, how did Celtic increase their lead today? They dropped 2 points. Yeah, Rangers are the form team. But Craig, you see, they were 8 points clear before this weekend's games, and they're now 9 points clear. That's sort of it. I can't really explain it much better than that. 01419511025 if you want to have your say. Brendan Rodgers and Tommy Wright are taking their time. I wonder if we're if they've been having a wee cup of tea, a wee cup of coffee, glass of wine. I don't know what you managers do, but we can hear from Tommy Wright. Not yet on Brendan Rodgers. Let's hear what Tommy Wright made of the game. Been a miserable run for St Johnson. They've left Celtic Park with a point. Celtic fans, let's see if you agree with Tommy Wright's assessment.
Still unbeaten after playing them twice here. We've had it at Rangers, we've had it at Hibs, we've had it at other grounds this season, but it's been not often enough, and that's why you know, we're just outside the top six. But that performance should give them confidence, you know, hopefully to kick on, you know, for the rest of the season, because it's been a tough season for them, and they'll deserve all the plaudits today, because I thought they were superb after that first 10-15 minute spell. I think we controlled large parts of that first half, particularly when we changed our shape. And yes, Celtic had chances, probably not as many chances as they normally create, but we had some good opportunities as well and some near misses, so I've got to be happy with it. And it was a fully, it was a well-deserved draw.
Do you think you could have taken more from the game today?
I would have liked to have taken more, and I think maybe a wee bit of composure. But then, when you look at the number of saves my goalkeepers had to make, but we did get into good opportunities. So there was a few good opportunities we had we probably could have made more of.
Can this be the spark you need to get back towards that top six race again?
To be fair, at the minute, I'm not really, you know, focusing on the top six. I've got to make sure that we try and put a string of results together. You know, it's been a difficult season. We knew it was going to be a difficult season. We haven't done as well as we'd have liked. That result should give us confidence. But I could say we've been here before.
The last answer there sums it up. Roger, Tommy Wright said, you know, we've been here before, because the 3-1 win at Ibrox didn't seem to give them confidence. So you can see why people would say, well, it won't necessarily happen after today. But worry about that somewhere down the line. You can't take anything away from the fact that that's the second time this season a team who isn't particularly formidable in the league have gone to Celtic Park and come away with a point.
Yeah, and I think it's now 5 points St Johnson have gathered at Celtic Park and Ibrox this season. Huge game for them next week. Ross County at home. Were they to lose that, it suddenly becomes very tight at the bottom. Were they to win it, they suddenly get a bit of a gap to Ross County and they will feel a whole lot better about themselves.
Indeed they will. Let's speak to Danny in Easterhouse. Hi Danny.
Hiya. What I want to say is, second time caller actually, what I want to say is, look, they made 7 changes a day, right? Mm-hmm. And I hear all the talk about the fringe players coming in, and we've got a good enough squad. But we were absolutely garbage today.
What in particular annoyed you, Danny? I mean, was there anyone, any player in particular you think really failed to step up?
You're talking about Celtic Park. They floor football. They listen to our station with another member, John Hartson. Old garbage. That's what the words are. Garbage.
Danny, obviously you didn't go to the game.
No, I
was.
No.
Did you watch a game? Is that what
I was said? Listening to it. Well, that's besides the point.
But you're talking about garbage today, and it's very hard to criticise in the sense of, yeah, it probably was flat. It probably wasn't the heights of Thursday night's performance. But you know, I just hear Celtic supporters coming on here complaining. They can't. You can't win every. You've no divine right to win every game, Danny.
To win every game, but Gordon, you say we have got good players on the bench.
But you can have bad days, Danny. You can have off days. Every team has them. You know, all the top teams have them.
You said today that we have enough of that team to actually win the game.
Even with the seven changes, I still predicted that Celtic would go and beat St Johnstone at home. So hands up for that one. But I just think that sometimes, you know, as a supporter and coming on and saying we're garbage, Danny, you're going to have off days, you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days, you're going to have in between. And you know, for someone like... And I'm not a cheerleader here for Brendan Rodgers, but since Brendan Rodgers has walked in at Celtic Football Club, the job he's done is remarkable. It's been absolutely terrific. You know, so he's made day seven changes today. So if you're criticising the team, you've got to criticise the manager.
Roger, it's a fifth home draw for Celtic this season. Listen, they've not lost at home in the league in a long, long time, so definitely still deserve credit for that run, but it's a fifth home draw. We've seen a few of these types of games, just a bit sluggish, sort of hard to break down, you know, low scoring affairs. It's not like they're being held to 3-3 draws at home. It tends to be low scoring, just can't quite get their creativity going.
You're absolutely right. And you know, Danny's just saying, echoing some of the sentiments from some of the earlier callers, there's a frustration about the Celtic support this evening because it was a frustrating goalless afternoon for them. The big picture though, and you know, we'll hear Brendan Rodgers' opinion when the audio comes in, the big picture is Celtic are 9 points clear at the top of the Premiership tonight, and they can focus now on a massive European game on Thursday. So what feels like frustration and disappointment and annoyance at the minute, if Celtic supporters take a breath, I don't think they're in a bad position.
In the big Challenge Cup game this evening, it is Inverness 2-0 up already against Crusaders. Inside the first 15 minutes, Joe Chalmers, former Motherwell defender, started his career at Celtic. Of course, he's just scored, and it's 2-0 already to Inverness, Roger. So they're flying.
It's looking like Inverness versus Dumbarton in the Challenge Cup final.
The final we all need. Williams on Twitter says the game in Russia is a bonus but not crucial win the league. And Danielle says Tommy Wright seems like a decent guy, but how do they deserve plaudits for that team of cloggers who bring nothing to the league? A bit harsh, bit of a harsh assessment. I think we can hear from Brendan Rodgers, can we? It's been a long time coming. Yes, we can. The Celtic manager was giving us his thoughts after that 0-0 draw at Celtic Park against St Johnstone.
You know, there's lots of positives for us today in terms of players coming back. You know, like said, Tom Rodgick in his first game for about 5 months, and like the young Calvin Miller playing. You know, I have to take opportunities at some point to play some of these guys, and especially with so many injuries outside of the team, I need to give some game time to like Christian Gambo and these guys in case they're ever needed. So, but after European games, they're always difficult. And like I said, even if I had a full side out today, it would have been a tough game. Lots of young players getting opportunity to play. And of course, we want to win every single game, but if you can't win it, then like you've seen probably here and other places numbers of times, that's a game that you might lose. But we didn't. We kept the clean sheet and we take a point and move on to Thursday now. Yeah. Yeah, it was. He's been absolutely brilliant for me, Michael. And if you look at his goal during the week, You know, if that's a Spanish player, an Italian player, an Argentinian player, that be everyone be loading over it. You know, the quality of the goal, his touch, the technique, everything. He's absolutely fantastic talent he is in terms of how he receives the ball, how he takes the ball, how he is only one cap for Scotland's amazing. Obviously, with some of the other regulars out in terms of leadership and captaincy, I thought it was a nice touch for him. Me and Mustafi all agreed that he would, you know, he'd be a good choice. 24, come through the system here, understands everything about Celtic and what it means, and a nice day for him and his family, really.
A couple of the callers haven't seen any positives this afternoon, but Brendan Rodgers adamant that there were some, as far as he's concerned.
Yeah, sorry, Roger.
That was a nice synchronisation there. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, Roger.
No, I was just going to say, it's almost inevitable he was going to come in and say that. He was the man who made the changes. And he will see the bigger picture of Celtic being 9 points clear. He would not have forgiven himself had he pitched in a full strength team and suffered an injury to a Dembele or a Forrest or a Tierney or an Encham this afternoon. All the key men will be ready for Russia, and that is, you know, the real only important game of the week.
Remember, in the early fixture at Hamilton, it finished Hamilton 3, Rangers 5, a 15th goal of the season for Josh Windass, a hat-trick for him. He was clearly the man of the match in that respect. We're going to hear from Josh Windass after these.
Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard with Ladbrokes.com. Bit of a journeyman? Download the app for mobile betting. Please gamble responsibly.
Fine. Into the final part of tonight's programme, Gordon DL and Roger Hanna are here and they want to take your calls. It's 0141 951 1025. Have your say on any of today's big issues, maybe some of yesterday's big issues, or anything else within reason that is on your footballing mind. Let's hear from Josh Windass. He was the man of the moment at the Super Seal Stadium this afternoon. A hat-trick, his 15th goal of the season, and that helped Rangers to a 5-3 victory away at Hamilton Accies. Here's what Josh Windass made of it.
The second two goals in particular were good set-ups from Alfredo and Jamie, so they were just easy finishes.
Nice way to celebrate getting a new contract.
Either way, we were just coming here today just to win the game. That was the most important thing. I don't think we played very well, and against a better team we'd have probably got punished a bit more, but we need to brush up on that and hopefully improve next week.
Talks over the contract being offered,
they got mentioned a month or so back, but obviously with the transfer window the club wanted to get the targets in and do all that business first, so I've just been trying to do the best I can and just play.
9 goals in 5 games, you must feel you're in the form of your life right now.
I didn't even know that, to be honest, but it's obviously a good record. Hopefully I can carry it on. It's obviously difficult to keep scoring that many goals, but I'll try my best and hopefully I can.
Well, he's doing very well. He's the in-form player in the country, you would say, at the minute. 9 goals in 5 games for Josh Windass. A new deal. He is beginning to look like the player Rangers hoped he would be when Mark Warburton signed him from Accrington Stanley a couple of years ago. He's found a position in the team, and he's now one of the first names on Graham Murty's team sheet, you would think, Gordon.
Yeah, I agree with you, Roger. I said a long time ago that I'm a big fan of Windass. I think he brings so much to Rangers, and now he's adding with his goals as well from the middle of the park. He's a real threat, a good goal scorer, makes terrific runs, good timing of the runs, and when he gets in the position, he's calm and collective, and then he puts the ball in the back of the net. A lot of Rangers supporters, surprisingly for me, have had their doubts over him, Gordon, and it's all about opinions. But I've watched him since he's come up from England, and you know, I look at him and I think one thing about him was his movement of position. Wide left, I don't think he was effective. I don't think he looked comfortable when they moved him in, and Graham Murty has got to take a lot of pats in the back for that. Moved him into this diamond shape, it seems to have worked for him, and I think he's been a terrific player for Rangers.
You talk about players who put the ball in the back of the net. Harry Kane, 88 minutes, Tottenham have turned round this FA Cup tie. They trailed Rochdale at half time. Lucas Moura with his first goal for Spurs equalised. Ali and Kane off the bench. Ali fouled for the penalty. Kane scores it.
If you're the type of football fan who likes the old cup upset, the underdog coming out on top, you'll be gutted at that. Harry Kane, fair play to him. What a penalty it was. It's now Rochdale 1, Tottenham 2 with hardly any minutes left at all. We heard from Josh Windass there. Stephen's a Rangers fan in Houston. Stephen, what did you make of today and Josh Windass in particular?
To be honest with you, I don't think you can take anything away from the guy. He scored
as he's quite rightly said, 9 goals in his last 5 games. Just signed a new deal. I quite agree with Gordon Dalziel. I think the guy's done phenomenally well this season. He has had his doubters, as he quite rightly said there, and he's proven a lot of people wrong, so he's been kind of rewarded with a new deal.
Steven says you can't take anything away from him. You certainly can't. He was given a wee bit of a helping hand by the goalkeeper today. I wonder how Martin Woods, that's the second time I've done that, Gary Woods, is feeling about that one, Gordon. It was just one of them, wasn't it? As a goalkeeper, you want the ground to swallow you up.
Yeah, it was a poor mistake, but take nothing away from Windass. If you don't buy the lottery ticket, Gordon, you can't win the lottery, as you say.
I didn't get any numbers at all last night,
He had a go at it, and it came off for him. It was another good hat trick. As I say, everybody goes along has an opinion about players. We've not got a problem. It's football's all about opinions. I like Windass, but I like him in the right position, and I think Rangers have found the right position for him. His runs, his movement, everything about him. He's adding goals to his game. I think he deserves a new contract as well. I think he's a top player.
I don't think it was a bit harsh of the manager to try and take the goal off him though and give it to the goalkeeper as an own goal.
It was on target, wasn't it? So is that not the general rule?
It's a Windass.
Stephen, do you have another point?
I did. I obviously it'll have an effect on the games next weekend. The rounds of games next week. Obviously Rangers at home to Hearts, but we're now seeing the Rangers are getting a kind of more settled team. With Tavernier's just signed a new deal. Windass just signed his new deal, so they're starting to settle a wee bit now. And what I was actually looking for, Celtic have still got the run in Europe. They've dropped points today. Understandably, they've rested a few players, but they have dropped points today. The week after that, and a couple of weeks after that, it's the Old Firm game. And I'm just wondering if results keep going, especially with Rangers being the form team at the moment. I'm just thinking if the panel think that might have an effect on who might actually win the league at the end of the season.
Well, Roger,
should Rangers win the Old Firm game?
Roger, next weekend's significant as well because Celtic play Aberdeen. So from a Rangers perspective, something has to give. I think you said earlier on.
Agreed, but first of all, Rangers need to do their part by beating Hearts, and they couldn't do that earlier on.
Oh, Rochdale have equalised in the 93rd minute. Rochdale 2, Tottenham 2. Love it when underdog comes.
They're going
good.
To Wembley for a replay, same as Newport County in the last round. Absolutely terrific by Rochdale. They threw everything at it there in injury time. 92, almost 93 minutes on the clock.
Right, back to the big leagues.
Yeah, and Rangers need to do their work first, Gordon. We said it before, they've been very good on their travels, not so good at Ibrox. They need to beat Hearts, and that puts pressure on both Aberdeen and Celtic at Pittodrie on the Sunday afternoon. You know, I think the point Stephen's trying to make is, well, if Rangers win and, you know, Celtic lose next weekend, it's suddenly 6, and then there's the Old Firm game. Could it be 3? You know, we could theoretically have a title fight on our hands, but Rangers need to do their bit of it by winning home games.
Gordon?
Yeah, for the sake of Scottish football, Gordon, I hope it is closer. We need a title challenger. We need something to excite us. I like the split when it comes in as well.
I think there's excitement in, you know, you can look for it elsewhere.
If you look last year, for instance, Celtic ran out. The league was finished by this time.
I get that, but listen, we are... When you work in programmes like this, you're looking at things always from a neutral point of view. But fans don't really, you know, if you're a Celtic fan, you don't give a monkey's about how tight the title race is, or, you know,
As long as you win it. And for me, I like it to be exciting. There's a big programme next week. Obviously Celtic have got to go over the hurdle on Thursday night in Russia. Rangers play Hearts, which will be a real difficult game, a good game to go and watch. And then you've got Celtic Aberdeen midweek. So, in the Sunday. So all of a sudden, things could change. But I still think that Celtic have got enough to win the league, Gordon. I'm not going to change my mind in that. But I'm delighted Aberdeen are up there. Rangers are up there. Hibs, you know, you never know what you're getting with Hibs with Neil Lennon. One week they're absolutely magnificent. Next week they're not so good. They're up there. Hearts are up there. The big teams are up there. So I'm really looking forward to the run into the end of the season. But I still think that Celtic will have enough.
Stephen, you want to come back in?
Well, just to finish on, I appreciate the panel's points, but just to kind of finish on, I'd like to kind of wish all the support in the world is dear Scotland manager. Obviously he's going to have his critics and he's going to have people wonder what he's doing in certain decisions, but let's get behind the manager and let's push forward to the next campaign.
Yeah, fair point, Roger. How might that story move on this week? We know James McFadden is pretty much going to be part of the coaching staff, yeah, unless something changes.
We believe alongside Peter Grant as well. I think things like that will be getting ironed out through the week. Alec will start his work watching players. I would imagine we'd be seeing him at all the grounds. You know, I'd imagine it'd be Pittodrie next weekend, possibly Ibrox next weekend as well, to watch players. Not too long till he's got to name a squad. The friendlies against Costa Rica and Hungary come up at the tail end of next month, so he's only got, you know, a few weeks to assess the players. And I think it will be something of a new look squad, I would imagine,
Gordon, because we can debate all day long how much these things matter, but perception in football goes a long way. And a lot of the criticism Gordon Strachan used to get was he didn't live in Scotland, and therefore you perhaps didn't see him at enough games. So that's, as Roger points out, that's what people are now looking at in the next couple of weeks. Where are we going to see Alex McLeish? What games is he at? Who is he watching? Who is he thinking about?
Yeah, I think a lot of criticism has come in for Alec was the fact that he left Scotland to go to Birmingham. Fans have not forgiven that. But I keep saying, as a new manager comes in, he's now in, we've got to back him, we've got to get behind him, whether you think it's the right appointment or not, Gordon. And results will determine if it was the right appointment. And I wish Alec, I know Alec, he's a lovely, lovely guy, terrific CV he's got. I know a lot of people will argue different things against him in his last few jobs in the club level. But we wish him all the best, and it's up to him now to lead us and get us going forward and get the results. And the results will determine whether the SFA have made the right appointment or not.
How do you expect that to play out this week or in the coming weeks, Roger? Will it be a coaching team of two, James McFadden, Peter Grant? Will we see anything else, do you think?
I wouldn't necessarily think so. The SFA, they've been busy to try and get a chief executive now that they've got a manager. But in terms of Big Alec, I would think it would be Peter Grant and James McFadden in part-time roles, similar to the roles that Mark McGee and Stuart McCall fulfilled underneath Gordon Strachan. Those will be the next appointments, and then we can wait patiently and see what the first squad looks like.
We can indeed. Let me just extend my thanks to Roger Hanna and Gordon DL for joining me here on Sundays. We don't do it that often on Sundays, Clyde One Super Scoreboard, but I'm sure you will agree it was a cracking day of football action, and it was not to be missed. The biggest thanks, as always though, goes to you. Thank you for listening, thank you for tweeting, thank you for calling, and if you want to do it all over again, well, you'll get the chance tomorrow night from 6 o'clock. We're here 6 until 8 on Monday night's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. If you didn't get through today, why not give at a bash tomorrow? Hugh Keevans and Derek Johnson will be here taking your calls. Just a reminder of the way things finished today then in the early game. It was an absolute cracker, a goal fest in Hamilton. Hamilton 3, Rangers 5. Not so much in the east end of Glasgow. Celtic 0, St Johnstone 0. But you can rest assured another big week of Scottish football lies ahead.
One Super Scoreboard with Ladbrokes.com, backing Scottish football to have a cracking season. Please gamble responsibly.